Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We just saw this in AAA this past weekend. I was in Omaha, and there were four challenges in the game on Friday night, and every single challenge was not overturned, meaning like the ump was correct every single time, which was funny. So you know the ump was feeling good, but it takes 5 seconds. It's so simple. You know, MJ Melendez is in the batter's box there in AAA.
He taps
on his helmet real quickly on the video board. It says challenge. Then it shows the K zone on the video board. Confirmed strike. That's it. The ump says the call is confirmed. It's a strike. And the count is blah, blah, blah.
Takes two seconds.
It's a 5 to 10 second ordeal. It's great. I love it. It creates some new drama. It also sets up a little bit of the friction maybe with the umpires. You have the criticism that will come, I'm sure. Like, why did you use your challenge this early in the game? Imagine Vern's post-game show. You know the calls he gets.
Oh, yeah.
Why did they use their challenge in the fifth inning? They should have saved it for the bottom of the ninth. Oh, it's going to make the game another layer to it more entertaining. And it doesn't extend the life or the length, I should say, of the game at all.
Now, I will say I would be in favor of just like going full in and just saying you never have to call balls and strikes. And we'll just let the thing that gets the calls right, get them right all the time. But this does add a layer. I'll say by doing it this way, you add an entire extra layer of intrigue because you've added a whole new layer of strategy. Like, for instance, if I'm a coach, if you're a 310 on base guy, you better not touch your helmet. This better be the eighth inning with the bases loaded on a strike three call. Because if it's not that, and you're a career 310 on base guy, I better sure as hell not see that. Like, you almost have to reserve it for your superstars in the early innings. Vinny, Bobby, it's got to be like the big name guys early on. And you almost can't be like, don't even bother challenging a call unless, again, it's bases loaded with two outs in the third inning. And that was going to walk in a run. It better be sure it was scoring a run almost in order to do it. I also like that it creates friction. Because, Gold, you saw it this weekend firsthand. The first time an ump gets challenged 3-4 times in a game and he's right on all four, he is going to let the players have it if they challenge a call. If they don't challenge one. If they complain about a call in the ninth inning that they thought was a ball and they'd already challenged four times and they're out and they're like, come on. Be like,
yeah,
I was right the other times, jerk. And the same goes vice versa. Like, the players be like, we already had a challenge four. You've been wrong on all four. Now you're calling this one a ball too? And some people are going to get ejected because of it.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, and someone's asking, is it just for batters? No, the batter, the catcher, or the pitcher, everybody on the field, you know, or not everybody, but those guys involved in that sequence, they can all do the challenge. The challenge is not something that comes from the manager or whatever. This is the pitcher. It's because he's got to be quick, right?
Yeah, I think it is two challenges per batter, but you get the point.
Yeah.
Still, don't waste it unless it's late.
Yeah, and they can tweak this a little bit, but only the batter, pitcher, and catcher are allowed to challenge the call. And then a team retains its challenge indefinitely if successful. That's what they're using in the AAA level. I don't know if they'll mimic the exact same thing in the big leagues. I would think so. But I enjoyed it. And it's one of those things, if you're having a conversation with you know, your buddy in the stands and you're not like locked in, you might look up and be like, what happened? That's how quick
that's
it is.
How you want it to be. Yes. Like eagle eye for the tennis match. Maybe I notice it a little bit more in the baseball senses, and they're going to pull back the replay pretty quick. But we already see that anyway on close calls. I don't want it to be gold. I don't want it to be like the focus of the thing. I just want the call right. This sounds so silly, but like that's the whole point of like, this is where I think the NFL has failed us, where like I have to get a review system in the NFL, and I'm never even sure if they got it right in the entire review system. This is black or white.
Yeah, it's very quick. And someone's asking about how many challenges, as you were saying. It depends what MLB implements. So right, yeah. When they tested it in spring training, because they did it, they just used this in spring training as well. At that time, each team started the game with two challenges.
Team.
That's a team.
Yeah.
And unless I was way off base, what
in
I saw...
In the early minors, they were doing it more as like individual players, but now they've reduced it to team.
Yeah, when I was in Omaha, on the scoreboard, it shows... Like has like the little, you know, like circle. One's mm-hmm. filled in, one's not, right? To signify if it's been used or
and
not.
Another and there thing was, there on the digital board.
And there were four.
What are they going to do at Fenway where they've already got
I don't know.
That stuff
something
built
new,
in.
Man. They got to add something new. But yeah, it was in AAA at least. It was four total challenges in the entire game.
You said you watched a game where he went 0 for, the players went 0 for 4.
I believe
challenges.
Friday night was 0 for 4 or 0 for 3. Yeah. It was funny because like, that's right, ump. You're like, tell him. You tell him.
The people this helps.
Ump was correct.
This is a massive benefit to, I think this is a big benefit to two Royals players in particular when they implement this. One is Salvador Perez, because of all the pitch framing stats and all the other stuff that he's been dinged on over all these years. Salvi's seen enough pitches to know if something's a strike. And so I think he can take advantage of knowing when they're hurting him in that department because of pitch framing or the other stuff that kind of dings him. And the other guy is Vinny Pasquantino, who I think gets more outside strike calls against him than a guy who knows the zone as well as he does should. Mm-hmm. I think he knows the zone better than the umpire does right now. And because he's not an established superstar with a 370 on base percentage, they don't give him the same benefit of the doubt on the edge as they do for guys like Aaron Judge or these other guys who know the zone well. I think he gets hurt more than anyone else on the team on outside of the zone pitches. Like they don't actually believe that he knows where it is. I think he'll benefit pretty much a lot from it. The problem is that if you're only getting two per team, you shouldn't even touch your helmet till at least the fifth inning, unless it's a massive bases loaded situation. Other than that, Gold, and again, this is where I'm going to be kind of tough. I'm not going to want the players who strike out or don't walk a lot.
Oh, early in the game, unless it's the late innings or it's a massive situation, I would almost say in the first 4 to 5 innings, the only people that can challenge if they're it's got to be like the guys that I frankly trust a little bit more. It's got, you know, in this case, it's Bobby. There's like two or three players.
And I don't want it to go from like a 2-2 count from a 3-1 count. Like, again, it's got to be like strikeouts. It's all strategy based. It's got to be the last strike of the at bat, right? It can't be that was going to make it 1-0 versus 0-1.
I would assume so. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the sequence,
actually,
though.
Actually, the history, though, if you're down 0-1 or 0-2 versus 1-1...
I actually think, though, much more likely I'm trying out. To think from Omaha, Cody. I believe the challenge was, yeah, it was on an 0-1 it wasn't the final strikeout. Like, it wasn't the challenge happened and they confirmed the guy was struck out every single time. I think sometimes it was in the middle of the count. For the reason you brought up, which is that you're still wanting to have an advantageous count.
Yeah, and history tells you that you're much more likely to get a hit in that count versus keep yourself from striking out.
Next year, I think we're going to have this.
Do you guys think that, I think it would be too much, and it's not going to start out that way, it sounds like, but eventually where every player gets one challenge per game. I know you said it only takes 5 seconds.
I don't
seconds.
Need that many challenges.
So, but I'm, because if it only takes 5 seconds, you're talking about 90 seconds added essentially to the game if each batter gets one challenge.
I think it doesn't add any more than when they would have stepped outside the plate anyway.
So I want, if you're Nick Lofton, like, hey man, I think that was a ball instead of a strike, and it's the fourth inning, and you want to use it there. That's your prerogative as the player to use it. You don't feel like you're wasting a team's challenge.
Here's
basically
a couple. One, I hear you, and I don't think it's as much of a timing thing as I also don't like. In general, there's still a human element to the game. Adding four challenges in the entire game is trying to correct that. I don't need every player to have a challenge. The other part would be, I would honestly really love to know. I know the ump has a lineup card and everything. That seems a little difficult to track if you're the ump to know who the hell still mm-hmm. has a challenge left. We're talking about, it's not just four.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you got 18 players you got to keep an eye on. I know he could track it, but still, yeah, he'd have to like maybe double check.
You would just
that.
Give more per team, I think, before you game to every yeah. player. I will.
Okay.
One thing when Drew said that, I immediately thought of Gold, that I got bad news for you on. For everyone who hates this finger wag, Oh, review it in the booth. Gold, do you know how many cuts are going to be? Do you know how many cuts is going to be to the dugout of every player going, come on, Blue, tapping their helmet? If you don't like the finger wag, you're probably going to start seeing you're going to start seeing baseball teams tap the side of their helmet and do that same thing. It's the same as like this. I think you might see it more.
In fairness to the umps, though, the one ump threw the guy out the other day who did it where NBA
it
refs
exist.
Will, like NBA refs will just let it.
He did it because it also just doesn't exist in the big leagues yet.
Yeah,
you know what
but
I mean.
Also, why toss him for that?
Well, he shouldn't have been tossed.
Sensitive little correct. Babies. Yeah. I can't say like one Agreed. Little thing. I touch my helmet one time, but you can like, hi-yah-ha! You can do a whole show to strike me out. But I can't.
What was that?
That was his strikeout. Yeah, you know, whatever. They just say things. They don't even say strikeouts. Sometimes.
I know. So yeah, that's.
But like, yes. You can do whatever you want to put on this show to embarrass my ass. But I so much as touch my helmet, I get tossed from the game.
Yeah, no, he should never have been tossed. But that was, you know, that's the scenario that is. We're gonna
that
have.
That wasn't
some
my strikeout call when I umpired.
That wasn't. What was it?
It was. It was more like King Griffey Jr. Super Nintendo than that. I think it was like, I said strike three mm-hmm. when I did it. Now I gotta. That sounds like the sound that Estevez made.
Yeah,
after
when he gets a save. When he gets, yeah, that's a get the save, Dragon Ball Z type of stuff
that's
right there.
Exactly what that is.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.